Ani DeFranco is here live on Fresh Tracks, and she is very easygoing and letting me lead the way this afternoon. Welcome, Ani, and
Hi. We're
going to get right into a tune, and then we're going to talk for a bit. Tell us what you're going to play and about it.
I just came to me. I think I'll play a very, very old song.
Oh, fun.
Because it's early in the day, and that's what I can remember. This is, I think, side one, take one on my first record.
Wow. thank you. Ani DeFranco, live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks, and displaying right off the bat what a true original you are. Coming in here, most times musicians want to start off with right where they're at today.
Yeah,
and
right,
instead,
right.
Ani goes back 19
back.
Years. Way cool. So I actually was going to start this off with talking about your most current thing that just happened to you, and then go back as time allows, because you've done so many things, amazing things in your 19-year career. You were just awarded the Woody Guthrie Award for being a voice of positive social change at the celebration that just took place this past October 8th. What was that like? And talk about that experience.
Well, you know, I usually shy away from any occasion that has me standing at a podium supposed to make a speech, you know, but I said yes to that one mostly because it meant I got to hang out with my friend Nora Guthrie, who's Woody's daughter and one of my favorite people on the planet. She's just so awesome. But the whole scene was a little weird. It was a little weird for me. It was in the Park Plaza Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was a fundraiser for the Huntington's Disease Society, because that's what killed Woody. This disease that is still, it's a neurological debilitating disease that has no cure. And so it was in this fancy hotel with a lot of very well-dressed people, and they're trying to raise money. You know, for research and such. And so there's a lot of very wealthy people and drug companies and, you know, not my usual crowd.
Red carpet and designer wear.
Indeed. And I played them a couple of songs in the ballroom there. It was different.
Yeah.
No comfortable preaching to the choir there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's way cool. You are currently on tour behind your latest recording, Red Letter Year, and that came out in 2008. Mm-hmm. And this one for you, compared to your past, was you took your sweet time on this CD. And what brought that about? What were the circumstances that changed? And
well, I had a baby in the middle of this record. I was busy momming, which was great for the record, I think. You know, it made me take my time, whereas I never, ever have done that before. You know, I always make a record in 2 minutes and I'm on to the next thing. And but I was, you know, my priority was, of course, my little infant. I remember when I was first doing kind of demos for this record, I was out to here pregnant, you know, with my guitar slung on the side, kind of trying to sing with all my organs in my throat. And then she was born, and, you know, we continued working on the record when we could. So it was cool to have that. You know, I think it took 2 years to finally finish it. It was great to have 2 years worth of perspective to infuse into the process, you know, rather than having it be a now thing and, you know, have the perspective come after release date, which is usually what happens for me.
Well, there is a tune on the new CD that a lyric reflects this new kind of slower paced motherhood lifestyle that you're kind of living these days. And it's on the tune Present Infant. And you say, I got myself a new mantra. Don't forget to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Was your baby sitting in your lap when you when you wrote that one?
Well, you know, figuratively, if not literally, you know, she's always in my lap now, I guess, until I'm in my grave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And, yeah, you know, babies are such awesome teachers already. I've just been in school for, she's almost three now, so... and yeah, you know, that was a really powerful wake up call for me, you know, almost literally, you know, wake up, just be present, just hang out, watch the grass grow, you know, toss this little ball back and forth again and again and again and mm-hmm. stop doing so much, just be more. And it's very grounding for me. And, you know, I sort of feel like I have a balance in my life that I've never had.
Mm-hmm. Kind of grounded a little more.
Yeah.
And so it has slowed down your pace, motherhood. Mm-hmm. How has motherhood also changed other things, or how has your music evolved in the last 19 years with all these kind of changes that have mm-hmm. happened? A couple years before motherhood for you, you actually kind of had an enforced slower pace of life, actually kind of a no pace with the dreaded musician's curse of tendinitis, guitar player's curse. How did you self-enforce a slower pace as opposed to it being imposed on you?
Well, like you say, it was my wrist and sort of both wrists eventually that just deep sixed. I couldn't, you know, it was just, I was working through pain, you know, I was eliminating more and more songs from my set list that I just couldn't get through anymore, and just ice, you know, plunging my arms into ice after every show and just trying to keep going, and it was getting harder and harder, and it was just awful. And I finally thought, okay, I'm going to do the unthinkable. I'm going to stop touring for months. You know, I took 9 months off, and I hadn't done that since I was 18. You know, I've just work. That's my life. And it was such a gift. You know, it was such a gift. It's really sort of helped me to transform my way of thinking about pain, even, and about injury. And, you know, I think most of our suffering comes from the resistance of this pain and trouble in our life. Whereas if we really give over to it, there's transformation waiting there. You know, my wrists were telling me something about my life, and making me stop working had this, you know, I met this guy that became my husband and baby daddy. I started breathing deeper. I stopped having panic attacks. I started sleeping better. I turned a corner into becoming a more whole person, a more healthy person, and I think somebody with probably more to give from stage now than for a lot of years recently. So, you know, I have my wrists to thank. You know, this injury was really a gift, and you know, the same thing. Then, you know, the sort of you know, domino effect of all those changes, and then the kid came along.
Yeah, it just seems, it sounds like a foreshadowing and kind of preparing you for the changes that motherhood really does bring upon changing your life.
Totally. Be patient.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Well, Ani, you're here to play some music besides talking with me and everyone out there. Can we have another song and tell us about it?
Well, maybe I'll play you that song, Present Infant.
I would love that.
All right, cool.
Oh, that's a song called Present Infant. Ani DeFranco just performed it live in the KLCC studio. It is a song from her latest recording called Red Letter Year. That's a topic you talk about in your new CD, Don't Forget to Have a Good Time. Another song kind of addresses that. Smiling Underneath, what I think you're talking about is not sweating over appearance and surface stuff, but being content with who you are and being comfortable in your own home, in your own body on the inside. Other topics you talk about New Orleans and emancipated minors. Where did these songs, where did the muse happen with these songs on the new CD?
You know, it all comes from my life and experience. I live in New Orleans, and yeah, the record opens with the song Red Letter Year, which is about Katrina appearing on the horizon, and my experience of it. And yeah, there's a lot of political reflection, you know. Red Letter Year is followed up by all of this, which is a rant, an old-fashioned rant, as my friend Utah Phillips would call it. And then I think this sort of epicenter of the record is a big piece of writing called The Atom, which is it's almost a petition to my fundamentalist Christian sisters and brothers, you know, that of work I think we could do together, anti-nuclear work. You know, I think the instinct to preserve God's creation is a beautiful one, and if only we could sort of extract the patriarchy from Christianity, I think we'd have some really some beautiful stuff. And I think you know, so in this song I sort of present the atom as being the fundamental design that makes everything, that is, you know, that unifies all matter, everything. The universe sort of echoed throughout the solar system, this design, and the universe. And I think what a better thing to uphold and preserve and not mess with to our own peril.
Mm-hmm. I've played that song many times live, cool. Or played it. I haven't played it, but I played it from you on the radio. Yeah. No, I couldn't even do it justice. And just to let you know, it always gets listener response of like, wow, that is so moving. And it is a very profound, moving song. And just the feel of the musical part of the song, too. It everything you just described here comes across in it.
Oh, cool.
So what are we going to see on stage tonight? Are you with a band?
Yes.
And also tell us about your opening act, Aeneas Mitchell, who is on your record label, Righteous Babe.
Yeah, Aeneas is a wonderful, wonderful singer, guitar player, beautiful song crafter from Vermont, Vermont girl. And she... she has just finished a recording that's not out yet, unfortunately, but it's coming out on Righteous Babe Records soon. It's a folk opera, I guess you could call it. And it has a whole stage play that goes along with it. It's based upon the Orpheus myth. It's an opera called Hadestown, and it's set in post-apocalyptic American sort of company town underworld. You know, a lot of metaphor with modern life. And I sing a part in the recording, and as does Greg Brown, Justin Bon Iver sings on it as well, of course, Aeneas, and a whole cast of the Hayden sisters. So it's a real collective effort. Todd Sikafoos, who's playing bass with me tonight, he produced the record. And so we have, you know, many connections, musical connections, all of us now, and this beautiful record coming out of Aeneas's, and she'll be opening the show. And then playing with me is Todd and a new drummer that I've just been working with, Andy Borger, and also my trusty pal Mike Dillon on vibraphone, glockenspiel, tabla. Mm. So we're a bona fide band this tour.
All right. And you know Eugene loves your stuff, and you fit in perfectly with us here in Eugene. We just touched upon Righteous Babes and Aeneas Mitchell being one of the Righteous Babe record label artists. Tell me, you have all different styles of music represented on the record label, and it's not all just music, it's different things, NASCAR drivers, and the late Utah Phillips was on your label. What are some of the qualities that you seek for a Righteous Babe record artist, record label artist?
Yeah, well, you know, people that turn me on.
Uh-huh.
It's music, musicians, artists that I am into that are inspiring to me. You're looking at the A&R department for Righteous Babe Records, and you know, it's just people that I intersect with along the way that have some kind of resonance. You know, either they're making crazy music, or they're very political music, or you know, with Aeneas, you know, there's the connection of songs, you know, song making, but then there's just, you know, there's Arto Lindsay or drums
your newest,
and tuba.
Erin McKeown, who we're playing her brand
great.
New album.
Yeah, that's a terrific, terrific new record from a kindred spirit and mm-hmm. an old-time pal, you know. So, there's a lot of ingredients that sort of make the Righteous Babe pie, you know. Artists that are desperate enough to want a little, you know, label with their heart in the right place. We don't have the kind of, you know, marketing muscle or money that a big label has. But if you're on a sort of a different path in life, Righteous Babe can certainly help you with your own work. You know, we work best with touring musicians, you know, and supporting that.
Yeah, it's organic muscle,
right,
no steroids.
Right,
on Ani's label. Yeah. Well, I'm speaking with Ani DeFranco live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. And Ani DeFranco is in concert tonight at the McDonald Theater. Aeneas Mitchell opens the 8 o'clock show. Can we have one more tune?
Sure. Let's see. Maybe I'll play you a brand new song.
Oh, cool.
Well, brand new, I guess it's going on a year old now, because I know, because it's titled November 5th, 2008, which was the day I wrote it. And it's a song of gratitude. I'll just play it for you. The victory was ours, and you were the first to say it.
Nice. That is a new tune from Ani DeFranco. She just performed it live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. We've been playing you since the beginning on Fresh Tracks, and it's been really fun to hear your music evolve. Mm-hmm. And for me, I with this song written in the current situation, I hear a lot more hope, maybe mm-hmm. a product of being a mom also, and a little less angst. What are you feeling like in your songwriting these
well
days?
I mean, that hope I think is all around us now, you know. Mm-hmm. And if even without a baby, I'd be feeling it, you know. I think that yeah, you know, as that song kind of says, I think that Obama represents a reawakening of us as citizens and not consumers, like we've been mind melded into thinking of ourselves. And I really hope that, you know, it sort of hurts my heart to hear so many people on the left joining the chorus on the right now, you know, in that kind of, you know, I've been sitting here on my couch waiting for Obama to fix everything, and he hasn't fixed it all, so damn him, you know. And I kind of, you know, what I really hope is that we will be inspired, continue to be inspired to help him, to help us, mm-hmm. to help ourselves, to make that change that we're all seeking. It's not about a superhero swooping in, you know, and fixing. That's not the way democracy works, you know. It's all of us doing it together, you know. And so, yeah, you know, when I hear those belly achers, I automatically think, I wonder what you've done today to make that mm-hmm. change that you want to see, you know. So I really, my desire is to help myself stay inspired and really believe that we can continue this trend back towards democracy, you know, away from illegal wars and stolen elections and, you know, corruption, and back into, you know, a system by the people, for the people.
On that note, let's wrap it up with all that right. positive thing, and end it with what I was going to ask you is what can we do, and what's your fantasy? What are you picturing for us to leave the world, for us to leave for our children, and what can we do right now achieve that fantasy?
Yeah, well, I think that has to be answered by each person in their own way. You know, we all can do different things and have different stuff to do in our communities and in our lives, you know. I think, you know, for me, and it's just really just about staying present and being accountable, you know, it's a lesson I learned very early on from my parents, who were somewhat activists themselves, you know, and my mother especially really taught me what it is to be a part of a society, you know, it's an active thing. So I just try to stay active and present and sort of take the challenges as they come.
All right. Thank you very much to Ani DeFranco for coming by the KLCC studio this afternoon. She is in concert tonight at the McDonald Theater. Anais Mitchell opens the 8 o'clock show. And thanks again, Ani.
Thanks for all your support.
And now more fresh tracks on KLCC.